Hey, welcome back. It's the Avid Investor Podcast with me, your host, Josh Adamek. And today we're at episode 64. And I'm going to talk about the win is in the activity and taking action, taking massive action. So it is what it is. I mean, it's right there. You want to do big things. You want to move forward. You want to create something, grow your business. You got to take action. You got to take massive action. And you know, it goes back to the win is in the activity. It's not at the end. It's not the house that you bought, the business that the business that you bought and sold. That's not the win. The win is in the activity, the action that you're taking to get you to that end result. So it's relatable to just about anything in life and business. Just like this podcast, for example. When I tell you guys that I'm going to continue to do this podcast, for me, the win is in the activity. Every time I get another episode out there, every time I take time away from something else to get behind the screen here and get behind the camera, for me, the win is in the activity. Every episode that I get out there, is it perfectly scripted? No. Is it, in a nice studio that's set up? No. I still got all my crap in the other room. I got my stuff ready to go for a studio, but I haven't taken the time to do that yet. And I will one of these days. I'll set aside a couple of hours to get that all set up, maybe a little bit longer. And we'll be in the studio. We'll start having guests, but for now, for me, it's all about taking action. If I would put the podcast on hold until I, set up the studio and lined up guests and, perfectly scripted every episode, it wouldn't be like I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't get it done. I'd keep putting it off till, tomorrow, next week, next month, whatever, whenever I felt like I had the time, which is, not too often. So for me, I'm taking action. I get the podcast done. The win is in the activity. So it's relatable to just about anything that you do. Like I said, it's not perfect. It never will be perfect. I never will be in some big, beautiful, elaborate studio. But for me, like I said, I'm taking action. I'm getting my message out there and I keep doing it for you guys, not for me, but for you guys, because more oftentimes than not, now that I'm getting, more content, more information out there, I'm getting people that are reaching out to me or, friends, associate, people that I never met that are saying, that are dropping me a line and saying, hey man, I listen to your podcast and, I really like this episode. Can you tell me more about that? I really like, this message. Can you break that down for me a little bit more? Absolutely. I mean, just last week I was out on the other side of town, out in Canonsburg. I had a magistrate hearing I had to attend and at a property that I wanted to check on afterwards, stopped to grab a cup of coffee. And I run into this dude. He comes up to me in the coffee shop and he says, he sits down, he says, hey, I'm so-and-so. I said, I knew who he was. He knew who I was, but we never met. And he sits down and, he's in the same business and we start chatting a little bit and he starts talking about the podcast and he's like, man, I really enjoy that. I really appreciate that. It hits home. It's local. It's about our business, our industry, and it's super helpful. And, that kind of stuff, it really means a lot for me. And that's why, I keep going and keep putting the episodes and the content out there. But like I said, for me, it's all about taking action and the win is in the activity. Every weekend, every Sunday, I'm like, man, what am I going to talk about on the episode, on the podcast tomorrow? Cause I record every Monday. What am I going to talk about tomorrow on my way in? I'm getting the kids ready for school in the morning. I'm at the gym in the morning. I'm getting ready to go home, getting the kids ready for school. We're off to school. I'm like, man, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? I think I covered everything. And then, the mouse wheel up here keeps turning and turning and turning. And I'm like, what am I going to cover today? I don't know. So I go through my list and I come up with something. And as I'm doing that, as I'm like, as Sunday's coming and coming to an end and Monday morning I'm at the gym or I'm getting the kids ready for school, I'm like, man, I got so much stuff to do. My email's full from the weekend because I was kind of unplugged for the most part, and I was spending time with the family and I was doing this, doing that. And I got a whole inbox full of emails. I got a whole bunch of business that I want to dive right into. I'm telling myself, I'm like, man, if I skip the podcast, I could have an extra, 45 minutes or an hour, and I could do, I could get this done, and I could start this, and I could get on to the next, and, I can do something for the business, for the family, whatever. There's so many other things that I can focus on. And every Monday I'm coming in here and I'm like, man, I'll just skip it this week. I end up, I'm like, nope, can't do it, because the win is in the activity. So take that for anything that you do, anything personal, anything business. For me, going to the gym, it's like Monday through Friday, every day, occasionally on the weekends, but more oftentimes than not, I'm just getting up early. I'm doing stuff around the house. I'm, catching up on some emails or, a little bit of paperwork or whatever before the kids get up. So I don't typically, do Saturdays and Sundays at the gym unless I happen to miss a day during the week or something like that, which doesn't happen too often. But Monday through Friday for me, it's like, it's habit. I just get up, I go. For some people that aren't in that habit, you got to get in that habit. Or if you want to get in that habit, the win is in the activity, right? Nobody leaves the gym and they're like afterwards, man, I wish I didn't do that, right? It's like, you always feel good. Or for me, for most people, you always feel good when you're done, because the win is in the activity. For me, the podcast, as I'm coming in Monday morning and I'm like, man, I got so much stuff to do. I got so much business to catch up on. It's Monday. I want to rock this week and I want to get going. And I'm like, man, if I skip the podcast, I get an extra hour. But no, I gotta tell myself that, I got to get it done, and I do it. And when I'm complete, when it's all done, I'm like, man, that feels good. Cause I, the win is in the activity. I took action. I won. We're done. On to the next. Now, 45 minutes, an hour later, I'm back to business and I'm hitting it hard. So that's it, on podcast. But let's talk about how that relates to business, for example. Right. So we got, for me, my primary, everybody knows, is bricks and mortar real estate. We're a real estate investment and development company. We operate under a private equity model. So, we buy existing single family houses, and we've been doing it for a long, long time. And, much like, me being in the habit of going to the gym every morning, us, my company, my team, us going out and buying houses is just the same thing. Like, we create partnerships. We capitalize the partnerships, and we go to work and we buy houses. And it's just like clockwork. We got a buy box that we follow. We go out, we find houses, either they fit the buy box or they don't. And, we don't ever try to fit a square peg into a round hole. We've done that a few times early on, and, you learn, you live and you learn. And fortunately for, the model that we do, single family homes, for the long-term cash flow, we haven't really bought any bad deals, for that buy box. There's a couple of, properties that we learned from, different property types. We bought some big homes, and we learned that, big homes are expensive turns, but also big homes have, bigger back-end value for the most part for what we're buying when we're underwriting them. So while we've learned that, turn costs on the bigger homes, are much higher, which is, obvious, but, we learned that as we had some turns. But, then when it's time to exit those homes, we had bigger returns on the back end. So, it worked out well, in the end. But I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole with, our property type and what we buy and why we buy it. But, just as you know, it's regular houses, regular neighborhoods. Our go-to for what we do is, you know, we call it grandma's house, 1,000 square foot, 1,200 square foot, 900 square foot, three bedroom, one bath, three bedroom, one and a half bath, two bath, in a median price point. We call them B-class neighborhoods. So that's what we invest in. But, you know, and like I said, for us, you know, that's kind of, it's second nature for us to create, you know, create the partnerships, capitalize the partnerships, go out and buy houses. But I talk to people time and time and time again that have an interest in investing in real estate or starting a business or doing, you know, doing something other than their 9-to-5 or what they're currently doing. And, you know, I've talked to many, many people where you have a conversation with them and then, you know, 3 months later, 6 months later, a couple of years down the line, you cross paths with that person again, and you have the same conversation where they're saying, man, I really want to start investing in real estate, or man, I really, you know, would like to kick off my business venture. I'd like to do this, or I'd like to do that. And, you know, it comes back to the win is in the activity, right? So many people get caught up in what's known as analysis paralysis, right? I want to be a real estate investor. I want to invest in real estate. And, you know, I spend so much time, you know, I spend my nights and weekends looking at properties, looking at the MLS, or, you know, looking at the properties my agent sends me, or looking on Zillow or Craigslist, or doing this, doing that, going to REIA meetings, Real Estate Investors Associations, going to ACRE meetings, going to these meetups, you know, listening to podcasts, doing this, doing that. And so many people get caught up in that analysis paralysis where they think they don't know enough to go out and make their first written offer or buy their first house or, you know, start that business venture. When, you know, it goes back to, once again, the win is in the activity, right? And I've talked about this before, red zone, green zone activities. you know, red zone activity is things that need to be done, but don't necessarily make you money. Green zone activities are things that make you money and move your business forward. So example of a green zone activity in my business, raising money and making written offers, buying houses. Like, and number three would be when you already own those houses, monetizing those properties, meaning putting a resident in those homes, putting a family in those homes so you can start cash flowing, fixing them up, selling them if you're doing a flip. But we don't do flips with my company. We buy them, we hold them for long-term cash flow. All of our residents have the option to purchase the home and own the home one day. So our green zone activities are raising money, making written offers and buying houses, and filling those homes with good residents, good qualified families. So got a password here. I thought maybe I got logged out, but anyways, that's our green zone activities. There's a whole lot of red zone activities that need to be done that are required for my business to continue to function and continue to move forward. You know, there's paperwork that needs process. There's QuickBooks, there's accounting. You know, there's lease renewals, filings that need to be done, you know, paperwork, bills that need to be paid, mail that needs to go out, business, you know, websites need updated, ads need reposted. There's a whole list. I mean, I could write a book about the red zone activities that we have. However, if we don't focus on, or I don't have someone dedicated to focus on those green zone activities, our business won't continue to grow. So again, the win is in the activity, right? And we take action. We take action on those green zone activities, and that's how our business continues to grow and continues to move forward. So, the basis of this message, this podcast, is to urge you to move forward and to take action and realize that the win is in the activity, right? So it goes back to, like, you know, the Tom Hopkins 101. I think I have the book here. Hold on. I don't have it. I thought I had it handy. I must have gave it to someone. So Tom Hopkins, if you haven't read his book, go get a copy, 10, 15, 20 bucks on Amazon. It's How to Master the Art of Selling. The book was written like in the 80s, and I believe, and it's been around a long, long time. And it's used by top sales professionals in the industry, you know, the different tricks, tips, and techniques in that book. But, you know, the one of the thing that Tom Hopkins teaches and preaches, and always give credit where credit is due. You know, I don't make any of this stuff up. I'm not taking credit for any of this stuff. But what I do is I share things that are valuable to me and my business so that you can take them and use them in your business. So that nugget right there, Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling. If you're in sales, any type of sales, I mean, that's the best 15, 20 bucks you could spend, right? And it's not much. So grab that book, check it out. I'm talking about the win is in the activity. And Tom Hopkins in his book teaches and talks about how you get paid based on the activity, not the win, right? So, or not the end result, but the activity. So prime example is, you know, when he talks about making calls and setting appointments, right? You'll get 100 no's for every one yes, right? So you make 100 phone calls to get one yes. Well, let's say whatever business you're in, whatever industry you're in, that one yes is worth, I don't know, let's call it $1,000 just to keep it low. So you make 100 phone calls, and that every 100 phone calls, you're going to get one yes. You know, you might get a couple appointments, call it 3 to 5 appointments. And then from those 3 to 5 appointments, you'll get one closing sale on average. So that's, you know, that's about standard for most industries. So you make 100 phone calls, you get 5 appointments, you get one yes, you get one sale. That sale equates to, you know, let's just say $1,000 commission or whatever, $1,000 sale for whatever business you're in. So the way most people, the average person, looks at it is, I make $1,000 when I close a sale, right? The way Tom Hopkins teaches it is the win is in the activity. You get paid based on the activity. And if you calculate that out, if I'm doing the math correctly while I'm talking, and feel free, I mean, somebody's going to correct me if I'm wrong, but you got $1,000 after 100 phone calls and one sale. Well, the way you need to look at that is, if you break that down per phone call, you make 100 phone calls, and you know, that's let's say 100 phone calls times 10, that's $10, you know, $10 per phone call equals $1,000 sale, right? So every time you pick up the phone and somebody doesn't answer, you should look at it as $10. So every time you call somebody, on average, you're making 10 bucks, right? And the mental shift, the mindset shift that you get there, being paid based on the activity and not necessarily the win, you know, on average, every 100 phone calls you make, you're going to set a couple of appointments and you're going to get a sale. So look at it as, I'm getting paid each time I pick up the phone and make a call. 10 bucks, 10 bucks, 10 bucks, 10 bucks, and whatever that is. Maybe it's a $10,000 sale. Maybe it's a $100,000 sale. Whatever industry you're in, calculate that out and do the math. And it's like, every time you pick up the phone, you're getting paid, right? So that's it. The win is in the activity, you know, and you get paid based on your activity, not necessarily the end result, right? The end result is very important, but you got to take action. You got to take massive action to get to that end result. If you're so focused on on, you know, and caught up in analysis paralysis. I have to completely understand my market. What if somebody says no? What if I buy the wrong property? What if this happens? I need to research a little bit more. I need to go to this mastermind event. I need to sign up for this course. I need to do this. I can't make any offers until I accomplish. Well, if you never take action, you're never going to get the win, right? So nobody ever said that you're going to make money by listening to podcast after podcast after podcast after podcast, or you know, tuning into Bigger Pockets or joining masterminds. All of that stuff is great, right? Don't get me wrong. I do it all myself. I'm in a daily mastermind call myself that I'm not able to attend every day, but it's available every day. I do a daily call myself with a group of high level people, and I get a lot of good information out of that. I listen to podcasts myself. I read books myself. I do a lot of that myself to continue to learn and continue to remind myself. The book that I just told you about, Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling, I think I've read that book 5 or 6 times and listened to it on audio, actually read the paperback 5 or 6 times and listened to it probably another 2 or 3 times. John Burley, Money Secrets of the Rich, same thing. Unfortunately, we haven't got John to record the audible version yet. However, so we got to read the paperback, but same thing. I've probably read that book 5 or 6 times. And every time I feel that I'm slipping from those principles that are found within that book, I pick it up and I read it again. And I remind myself, anytime that I feel that I need to brush up on my sales techniques or you know, I'm like, I start to, you know, forget, you know, some things that may be valuable in that in Tom Hopkins' book, I read it again. I listen to it again, over and over and over again. And a lot of times for me, just reviewing the basic information that's applicable to my business and my industry is better for me than going out and reading a new book every week or you know, a different podcast every week. Sometimes you get into information overload, you know, especially when you're starting out. If you're learning a business or learning an industry, it's like, oh, well, this guy says that, this guy says that, this guy says that. What should I do? You know, this guy says something that contradicts with that person. Who's right? Well, at the end of the day, you know, when you're learning the industry, just find your local. Find somebody that's a local expert, right? Markets are different, things like that. But if you find a local industry expert. For us in real estate, you want to be an active real estate investor, you know, join your local REIA. Find one that's a subchapter of national REIA. Join the local REIA. Find the guys that have been at it for a long, long time. And here's a little hint. They're probably the ones that are standing in front of the room teaching. Find the local guys that have been at it a long, long time. There's a reason why they're there, because they're willing to help, right? So find those people, guys, ladies, whatever, you know, find them, latch onto them, learn from them. If you want to be an active real estate investor, but don't ever forget that you got to take action to move forward. You got to get some money. You got to raise some money, you know, bank, private, hard money, whatever. You got to get your money lined up. You got to make your written offers. Without having money and making written offers, you'll never be a real estate investor, right? So simple as that. So that's it on the active side. You know, passive side for real estate investors, it's a little bit different. You know, I'm talking about if you want to be on the active side, you want to be an active real estate investor, you want to own properties, you want to manage the properties, you want to dispo the properties, you want to control, you want to own the business, own the real estate. That's on the active side. There's another side of the business that's passive and passive investing. So those are typically the folks that are higher net worth, that have liquid funds available that come in as the capital source for the equity partnerships, for the projects, you know, and you know, same thing. You know, if you're on the passive side, you still got to take action, right? I mean, that's just the reality. you know, meeting with people, you know, going to these RIAs, going online, wherever. If your money's sitting on the sidelines, you got to get that money active. You got to get that money into real estate. And, you know, same thing, take massive action, take action. The win is in the activity. So find somebody that you're comfortable with, underwrite them, underwrite the deal, underwrite that person, that company as an individual, do your checks, you know, the Thonotary civil docket, local magistrate filings, you know, underwrite that person, references. If you're going to invest in something, don't just look at the headlines. I mean, you got to underwrite the deal. You got to understand the deal. If you're not in real estate, full-time, if you don't fully understand the business, the property type, market conditions, market cycles, find someone that can help you, do that before you invest in the project. Right. That's kind of a no-brainer, but it should be said. So, that's it. I mean, I'm not going to take up too much more time. You know, again, the win is in the activity. And as I close out, this episode, episode 64, you know, again, once again, I feel good because I took action. I got behind the camera, got this out there, and I hope that, you know, I motivated you, to do the same thing. So, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, feel free to hit me up with questions, comments. I love hearing the feedback. If you see me at the coffee shop, which I'm not there too often, but every once in a while, I'll lock in and get a little juice going there. So, if you see me around, hit me up, grab me, say hi, let me know, what you found valuable in the episode. Let me know what you want me to talk about moving forward. So thank you so much for tuning in. That's it for episode 64. Hope you guys all have a great day. And, don't forget, let's take massive action here. The win is in the activity. So thank you.